KMJ News Time, 7:50. Good morning. I'm Tony Maness, joined for our weekly chat about all news that is business here in Fresno and the Valley. Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning.
So a Kingsburg company making an unmanned ag sprayer. We're seeing more and more unmanned vehicles. What's the story on this?
Yeah, this is a really neat one. This thing kind of looks like Batmobile.
Cool.
The owner is the guy who developed the business. It's called Crinklaw Farm Services in Kingsburg. The owner kind of had a vision for this thing, and they call it GUS, which is short for Global Unmanned Spray System. They had a vision for this, and it's not until recently that it was actually the technology existed to make this thing happen. I guess it was developed over 3 years. It's about 20 feet long, the tank, and has this swooped front design so the branches can kind of slide over it without getting caught when they're spraying trees. It has four 44-inch off-road tires. These things are pretty cool looking. The sort you would see on like a heavy construction vehicle, so they don't leave ruts and if the field's wet, and they don't get stuck. This guy, Dave Crinklaw, who's the owner of this business, he had an employee who hasn't even graduated from Fresno State with his engineering degree yet before he started designing GUS. And so far they've built two, and then they're in the process of building two more. This thing uses satellite photos, global positioning, lasers even, to guide itself through this field. And then up to 10 of these sprayers can be monitored by like one technician in a van nearby. The Crinklaw, they're hoping to eventually replace, they have about 35 standard tractor pulled sprayers, and they want to replace these with GUS. But at the moment, they don't really have any plans to take this to the overall market. But, one of these days, maybe GUS will be all over.
That's farms
all over the country, all over the world.
Fascinating story there, Gabe. And so there's talk now of a big hotel downtown.
Yeah, this is big news. A 200-room hotel. The city is kind of heading this off. They own the piece of land. It's right next to the Convention Center Exhibit Hall. It's about 3/4 of an acre lot. The city bought it like more than 10 years ago with the intention of building, having a developer build a hotel there to kind of complement all the convention center spaces. People need to stay somewhere when they're going to conventions and whatnot. There's a development agreement that the city council is going to consider on Tuesday. The group called Metro Hospitality Services, they're going to buy this lot for just shy of $650,000. They want to start building by the latest October 2018. Hopefully open this by 2020. It's going to be a four-star kind of affair, according to the city. It's going to have four floors, a swimming pool, spa, fitness center, meeting rooms. It's going to have a second floor with like an open-air kind of terrace, what they call a landscape terrace and courtyard. If it happens, it'll be exciting. We'll see what the council says this Thursday about it. I'm sure it's going to be a home run for them.
New additions downtown, always welcome, right, Gabe?
Oh, yeah. It's nice to see all that's going on there.
Absolutely. Hey, great info. Have a great week, buddy.
You too, Tony.
And if you want more on these stories, all stories that are business, Fresno and the Valley, pick up a copy of the Business Journal.